from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. There's at least one charge of criminal mischief awaiting a young man who was caught on camera slashing two tires on a truck at Terrio Plumbing and Heating on Mountjoy Street South. Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi says the crime early on the evening of Monday, February 6th, is so random.
This is completely aimless. It's a pointless crime, absolutely. There's no identifiable justification.
The photos are remarkably high quality. We have a couple of them on our website. If you can identify the suspect, you're asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. United Way Northeastern Ontario is marking International Women's Week with Tampon Tuesday on March 7th. Regional Manager Jennifer Gorman is asking you to pick up an extra package or two of menstruation products. They'll be given to women who can't afford them. Then on that day, between 4 and 7, you can drop them off at Full Beard Brewing and socialize with other women.
I'll be there longer if we need to be. I will also have a guest speaker to talk more about the issue and period poverty, as well as we'll probably have a few snacks.
Some workplaces have begun collections, and Gorman says she's working on having a few public drop-off points in case he can't make it on Tampon Tuesday. Loblaw Companies Limited says its revenue rose nearly 10% last year. The company says it earned a profit of $529 million in its last quarter. The retailer says strong demand for cough and cold products and cosmetics, along with strong performance in its discount grocery stores, led to the increase. It's with heavy hearts at Vista Radio when Country 93.1 announced the death of Kent Matheson early today of cancer. Known as the Golden Voice of Radio, in a notice of his death on Facebook, his sister Brenda pays tribute to Kent's long career in broadcasting. He started at CHUC in Cobourg, Ontario. He worked for Vista Radio for 24 years, most recently as morning show host at CKLP Moose 103.3 FM in Parry Sound. He also spent several years as morning host at what was then Moose Timmins, beginning when the station signed on in 2001. Kent is survived by his partner Darla Simpson McEwen, two daughters and their partners, four grandchildren, and two siblings. No funeral details are known at this time. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.